Track 6, and now we're back to news stories. Bus renamed to celebrate footballing hero. Stagecoach has renamed one of its buses in honour of Team Bridge football hero Ollie Watkins to celebrate England reaching the knockout stages of the World Cup. In a nod to his local roots and the service that connects many of the communities where his journey began, the service to bus has been renamed Watkins Way. From Newton Abbot to the World Cup, celebrating the route from Newton Abbot to Exeter and back again. Service 2 operates between Newton Abbot, Bishop Stainton, Tynmouth, Dawlish, Starcross, Exminster and Exeter City Centre, forming a key transport artery through South Devon. The route is used daily by students, commuters and residents travelling between coastal towns and Exeter, reflecting the same communities that helped shape Watkins' early footballing journey. Professional footballer Watkins played as a forward in the national team and a Premier League side, Aston Villa. Born in Torquay in 1995, he grew up in nearby Newton Abbot and began his footballing journey representing grassroots side, including Newton Town and Buckland Athletic, before progressing through the academy system at Exeter City. Peter Knight, Managing Director of Stagecoach West, said, "We're delighted to celebrate England's success in the World Cup and to honour one of our region's most inspiring sporting figures. Ollie Watkins' journey from grassroots football in Devon to the international stage is exactly the kind of story that resonates across our communities."
Development will provide social housing. A proposed development for more than a dozen homes at Ashburton will provide much-needed social housing, the Town Council has said. Submitted by Live West Homes, the application is seeking permission for a development of 16 homes at land west of Roeborough Lane. The proposal includes a mix of 1, 2 and 3 bedroom dwellings, including flats and houses. It also includes provision for road infrastructure and landscaping. According to the planning statement, the proposal is for 100% affordable dwellings. The housing will comprise a minimum of 12 for social rent, with the remaining 4 to be delivered as either shared ownership or social rent, as to be agreed by Dartmoor National Park Authority. The site utilises the remainder of the allocated site and is in keeping with the original development. It was therefore proposed that the Town Council support the application. Vehicular and pedestrian access is proposed to be taken from the existing residential development to the north of the application site. Pedestrian connections will also be made to these roads, as well as Roeborough Lane to the east. The design and access statement goes on to say, "Overall, it is believed that the proposed design solution delivers a high-quality residential extension to the historic town of Ashburton. The carefully designed landscape leads site layout works with its contextual setting and delivers an aesthetically pleasing addition to Roeborough Lane using locally reflective materials. It is believed that these new homes complement the edge of settlement location setting whilst providing 21st century homes with character and charm."
Could you spare a few hours to help keep Devon moving? Community transport organisations across Devon are appealing for more volunteer drivers to help people access essential services and stay connected with their communities. The recruitment campaign aims to encourage more people to support community transport schemes, which provide vital journeys for residents who may struggle to travel independently. Volunteers can choose when and where they drive, with no minimum commitment required, making the role suitable for a wide range of lifestyles. Drivers are being sought from across the county and can volunteer as little as once a month or as often as several times a week. Mileage expenses are reimbursed and organisers say every journey makes a difference. The role is open to anyone aged 21 or over who has held a full driving licence for at least 2 years. is expected to appeal to people approaching retirement, those between jobs, hybrid workers, new arrivals to Devon, and anyone looking for a flexible way to support their local community while gaining experience or meeting new people. Ben Feasey, project manager at Devon Communities Together, said this is an exciting time to become a volunteer driver because the opportunities are so flexible and can fit around people's lives. Whether you're working flexibly, approaching retirement, taking a career break, or simply want to give back, volunteer driving offers a rewarding way to support your community. Drive when you want, help when it matters. Even a few hours a month can make a difference.
Swan brawl breaks out on Brook. Two members of the public are understood to have stepped in to break up a fight between the Black Swans in Dawlish. The sole surviving Signet, who has been named Hope, was caught up in the altercation between Father Bluey and another of the adult swans. Dawlish waterfowl wardens confirmed Hope, who is the last remaining of the three Signets born to Bluey and his partner Rosie, is fine. A spokesman said, the swan had been attacked by Bluey after having a go at the youngest Signet, Hope. The waterfowl wardens have visited to check on him and he is back swimming and doing well. We can also confirm that Hope is uninjured and sticking closely to Rosie and Bluey. It is understood two members of the public waded into the brook to break up the fight.
Green light for solar-powered EV charging plan. Plans to power electric vehicle chargers in a Chagford car park using solar energy have been approved by Dartmoor National Park Authority. The proposal, submitted by Chagford Parish Council, relates to the installation of solar panels at Bonacouch Meadows to support existing EV charging points. Planners have granted permission with a condition that development must begin within 3 years. The scheme will allow the Parish Council to support clean, renewable energy to chargers already in place at the site.
Health buses calling residents to stand for roles. Health buses at Torbay and South Devon NHS Foundation Trust are calling on more local people to stand as governors to help ensure community voices are represented. The Trust has vacancies on its Council of Governors and is particularly keen to hear from people with lived experience of NHS services, carers, younger and working age adults, and those who feel their communities are underrepresented. Elections are taking place this summer, giving successful candidates the opportunity to represent residents across South Hams, Torbay and the wider South West. Anyone interested in becoming a public governor can find out more about the role or attend one of the three online information sessions on July the 9th, 13th and 21st. Nominations for this year's elections close on July the 27th. For more information, visit the Trust's website.